And we are live. It is Thursday, therefore it is the Judith Conrad program. Well, so many things have happened. My goodness, you know, I just can't even begin to think of where I'm going to start. So I'll just start with my cards. It seems that when I go back to them, it is my kind of like a springboard. And I plug all the millions of papers that I have sitting here in front of me on my desk, my beautiful oak desk. And I'm just sitting here looking at, just looking. And it's looking within that has been so prevalent here. And by the way, those people who emailed me, I want to apologize. I have been in such a place of surrender, release, and not wanting to reply to anyone from the old place. I am in the process of, well, you'll hear a poem by Rumi that I'm going to be using. And the cards pretty much describe where I'm at, and I'm noticing that many of you out there are exactly the same place I am. So this is a radio program that's making a difference, one broadcast at a time. And it's a spiritual program, and we're honoring all belief systems, especially any religion, anything that relates to peace. And I declare that it's a virtual classroom on the airwaves. And my main focus is deep listening and deep questioning. If you have a question you want to call in, that is one of the things I love to do. Last week we had a delightful lady who called in named Pat, and it was the whole program. And I thought about her all week and the different things that she said. You know, we make a difference in such a way, we don't realize how much difference we make. You are the puzzle piece, perhaps of someone else's puzzle. Your actions, your comments make a difference in whatever they're doing. If we don't step up to the plate and make a comment or do something, that person may not be moving forward as fast as he or she could. Therefore, I encourage you to be in your meditation, connecting to your guides, to Source, to God, whoever your higher power is. And make it your bliss, and because that is part of the abundance. And we don't have to figure things out. We don't have to know what to do. We don't have to know the answers, because they're going to be given to us from within once you connect to that higher source. And there's nothing to know. Nothing to know, and it's just in that simple. This last week, you know, I talked about it in the last 2-3 weeks, and many of you have been with me and my emotional movement through a lot of things, because I'm picking up the global consciousness. I'm picking up childhood, familial, ancestral, and the global consciousness patterns that want to be changed, because we are at a crossroad. We always have been since we hit 2000. And when we hit 2008, that was when it really started kicking in. So the cards that I sent out today for the spelunking, and, you know, spelunking is going into the depths of caves and bringing light into the darkness, and that is what we are doing here. First card, which is the Querent. It's debauch. A Seven of Cups, debauch, which is emotional oozing out of the depths of any and all real or perceived pain or old patterns. I call this sometimes the slime ball card. It looks like snot just oozing out of these cups. It's not a very beautiful spiritual way to describe it, but it just tells me everything. All of the victim, martyr, any past lifetimes where we have been crucified, put to the torch, put to the fire, in the water, drowned, impaled, anything is coming up where the emotions, and I just want you to encourage you to let the emotions come up, I sent out my message today, and I called it positive BS, because a lot of people are trying to be so positive. I notice it on Facebook. I notice it on Twitter. so positive. And yet underneath it all, these are platitudes. We're at a place right here, right now. We must go into the pain. We must go into the emotions and let the emotions come up. If you want to cancel that, then fine. I was the queen of positive energy. I could be in the midst of the worst possible nightmare that I could ever have imagined. And people would say, well, how you doing? I say, well, I'm just fine. You know, you got to be positive about everything. And now, because I'm not in the mood for telling where I'm at, I usually don't. I've been kind of taking a hiatus, except for the radio and my TV program. I'm just, because I feel like I can speak, and I don't have to get involved in their discomfort if I get emotional. And that's just the way it is. Second card. And that is the Princess of Swords. What I'm opening to receive is getting up above, and this is mastery, getting up above all of the old patterns, whether they're childhood, familial, ancestral, or global patterns. I'm getting up above them. And it's like, can you imagine, if you don't have the Crowley deck, you probably can't get this one. There's a Princess of Swords. And what the princess is doing, she's up above this dark cloud. And actually, the dark cloud is being blown to smithereens. I love that. Blowing to smithereens all of course, if you're in another country, you're going to say, what does that mean? Just blowing it up. Getting rid of all of the old patterns. And there she is up above all the dark clouds. And she's leaning back on a pedestal of coins, of prosperity and abundance. Therefore, we are here to let all of the ooze, all of this stuff come up and out, because once we get that pain and we feel the pain and we do not stuff it, once the pain is felt again and we're declaring it as that, now we're getting up above it, and out of that, it's like the last hurrah, out of that comes the truth of who and why and what I'm really here to do. This is huge. I mean, when I sent my messages out to this morning, the first thing I wrote was huge, huge, huge. It is so big at the present time. We've already had two eclipses. The first one, July the 7th, new moon. Then we came to the 21st, 22nd, which was, and by the way, that first one was a lunar eclipse. Then we came to the 21st and 22nd, which is a solar eclipse. And that was a full moon. And now what we're looking at is on August 5th, 6th, we're coming up to another lunar eclipse. And it's huge. It's like the butterfly is coming out of the cocoon. First it comes out the first wing, which was everything from the past being blasted. That's our first wing. Then the 21st and 22nd was the butterfly body emerging. And now the 5th and 6th of August, we are coming into the second set of wings. This makes us complete. It is not easy. If you're kind of sliding through and you've had no emotional whatever, I don't know, are you dead or what? It's hitting. It's hitting many of you. If you're a Taurus, if you're a Leo, if you're a Scorpio, an Aquarius, these are the four fixed signs of the zodiac. It's asking these four signs to become more mutable, more flexible, and to let go and to surrender. So you're getting up above the clouds, and you're getting up to be in and around who you are and what your truth is. Okay, the third card, the Two of Wands, Dominion. This represents a power relationship with higher self. With God, with your personal guides. Since I took this hiatus and declared that I'm not doing business, I'm not doing anything, I'm here to connect with God and my source, my guides are reappearing in droves. It seems like when I was living in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, I was very much in tune with my guides, Saint Germain especially, Kutumi, And I would take groups up to Mount Shasta, and it was such a spiritual adventure. Since I have taken a break from the business world, I've really got in touch with my guides, my higher self, my guide, and these ascended masters have been right there, just waiting for me to come back. Silly me. Yeah. They're the ones not allowing me to cover up any of this positive BS. They're saying, bottom line, if you're not in your truth, and we're coming into this 2012. I hate to beat that horse again, but it's true. Right now we're in it, and those of us who are leaders must go through, must surrender to what our next step is. Why? Number 4 card, the Ace of Discs. This is the new beginnings in prosperity, abundance, and doing what Spirit has in mind for us. When we came on the planet, we had certain preconceived ideas of what we were going to be doing. Well, it's over. That's changed because the whole mindset has changed. The ascended masters, those guiding the earth, have had to change the whole plan. You can no longer be in our funk, in our victim stuff. And if we are, we have to ask for help. And that's not easy for me. I'm a Scorpio. And it hasn't been easy. But I finally just said, you know, I need some help. And lo and behold, what shows up are many people who've been friends. And you know, they said, well, we never thought you really needed help. Well, I really haven't needed help. However, I'm listening. And Spirit has asked and said, ask for help. And mostly I'm asking help of my guides. I ask my husband, now, could you do this for me? Where normally I would just go ahead and do it. Therefore, when you surrender into this huge, huge thing, you're going to find that you're going to move forward in such prosperity. All right, Maureen from Tacoma. Let's bring her on in. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Judith. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, how are you doing?
Fine. Your spread just seems to be right for what exactly is happening here on the planet for the last few weeks.
Sure. I know it. Yep. So what's going on with you, Maureen? How can I help you?
I'm doing fine. I also read the tarot cards, but of course, as a tarot reader, it's very difficult to interpret your own cards.
Well, see, that's
and
what I do.
I'd like to ask a question here. There's a little block going on for any kind of long-term relationship. I just can't seem to have it happen, or the timing isn't quite right, so I'd like to ask the cards what it is I have to surrender to.
And you got it right there. Surrender, baby. Okay. All right. So, Maureen, I'm going to tune into you. Tacoma, Washington. Very good.
With record-breaking hot temperatures, we're just loving every minute of it.
What was that?
We're having record-breaking hot temperatures here. We've never had this 100 degrees here before. I'm loving it, but many people are not.
Well, we have 108 degrees. That was Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, in Eugene, Oregon. So here we go. Let's focus on your relationship, a long-term relationship. What has been your experience in former relationships?
Divorced 10 years ago, and then in and out of just short relationships, nothing that was here to be permanent.
Okay, very good. That gives me the situation. Okay, I'm going to pull. What deck do you read, by the way?
The Knight Rider deck.
Knight Rider. Haven't heard of that, but that's okay. Okay, first card, the situation. Ooh, I'm using the Crowley deck. First card is a magnifying card. The situation is magnified. It's intense. You don't have this card in your deck. It's a black card with a red cross on it. It's a Euclidean cross. It's most unusual. And when I saw it, I just said, when I see that, it just gets my ooh and undivided attention. So, Maureen, you're definitely at a crossroad. You cannot continue in relationships the way it has been before.
I know.
Yeah. And just like I can't do the relationship the way I've done it before. I can't do radio the way I've done it before. I used to bring on guests, and now Spirit says, don't bring on guests. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're going to look at what caused the situation, any past influence that you must clear up. That is the Six of Wands, which is victory. Jupiter, go past whatever you've had, what kind of relationships you've had before. Expand your reality, and it's Jupiter in Leo. That says expand and be aware of opportunities in and around your relationships with yourself, first of all. Leo says, and we're coming up to the time of Leo. Leo is very out there, very letting the light shine. So I want you to be, look, you know, you've heard of the law of attraction, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I want you to be like a magnet. With no agenda whatsoever. And I want everything turned towards center. I want you to focus on you and you being nurtured by you. And then I want you to really experience being loved and well, first of all, God loves you. Spirit loves you. Source loves you. As much as Spirit, God, and Source loves you, I want you to find let a human being radiate that love to you. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Therefore, I want you in the next, they're saying 3 weeks, hey, join me in my retreat here, the month of August, to be in solitude, in total dedication to Spirit loving you and you loving Spirit. Now, that's another part of it. If you love Spirit or God as much as you can, that's how much, it's like that. There's an energy going back and forth from you and God and God and you. It's just a cycle. It, the fires of passion turn forward. I'm going to read this quote that I just wrote down from somebody. I've been reading everybody's information coming in. Anything is possible when you feel alive in your heart, mind, and body. When you're loving God and Spirit and Source as much as they love you, that's the kind of relationship that is about ready to come. And the answer, the potential for change, is the Queen of Cups. You have been behind the veil, afraid to step out and birth this whole being that doesn't need a relationship, and yet you're open to have a relationship as magnanimous as you and God, you and Spirit, you and Source. It's
very
pretty
interesting.
It's huge. I don't think you've met anyone that could stand toe-to-toe with you when you are in your total power.
So to speak, since I'm a professor of dance.
Yeah.
Toe-to-toe.
Toe-to-toe. And I feel like you've given power away. When you're teaching the dance, mm-hmm. Do you? You don't give your power away.
No way.
But when you get in other relationships, romantic, I think you do. And just imagine that you're in this dance with God, and that God's telling you, okay, this is the one. And you don't have to kowtow to anyone. It's like you're the teacher, you're the one, and you're coming in full power. It's going to take this next 3 weeks to spelunk, to go into that new energy. And I think you're going to find that your teaching is going to take on a new punch. Well, I'm just listening to the words they give me.
Now, there's something I've been working on for a year and a half or 2 years now with a co-author. We're working on a book together. And I'm kind of thinking, well, maybe that has to be born first or something. Has to be born first before this can come, you know?
It's all part of the same, Maureen.
Okay.
It's all part of the same. It's all part of the package. And between now and the new moon that's coming up, the 5th, 6th of August, this is the last part of, we're in this huge eclipse. I would write journal. I would journal. I would meditate. I would dance. Actually, this is what I'm just hearing Jean Houston in my ears. Dance the dance. Dance the relationship. You're not teaching this one. You're dancing it.
Okay. Got it.
Do you know who Jean Houston is?
I sure do.
Well,
matter of fact, she was Joseph Campbell's.
Yeah. You went when
bride,
you,
and I had the honor of sitting next to Joseph Campbell at a conference one time.
Oh, I have chills on that. Well,
yeah, it was just remarkable for me.
If you've ever been in any of her classes where she has you dance your dream, she talks about the Africans when she went to work with them. And they would sit and they would talk and then they would dance it and then they would sit and talk and they would dance it all night. And I'm feeling you in the next 3 weeks, especially between now and the 6th of August, to dance the dance of your relationship, to dance the dance of the book, to dance the dance. And that's for everyone out there. Dance the dance. And if you don't dance, swim it. If you don't swim, run it. If you don't run, do movements. Whatever it is, get into the feeling of the body moving spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. You're an inspiration.
Gotcha.
All right. I'd love to hear from you on the
Good.
Email.
Pardon?
I'd like to stay connected with you on the email. And like I told the other ladies, people who emailed me before, I'm not ready to answer, but just I want to have the emails of people who've called.
So I picked a tarot card for you as a gift. And
oh,
it's Ace of Wands. You have new beginnings, new spirit coming in, and lots of new energy coming forward.
You know, before I went on, I said, gee, I'd like to have people do readings for me.
Well, let's pick another card. Okay, one more card.
Okay.
You're working through all the loss, whatever it is from the past, probably other people's readings that you've done or whatever. You're moving through that or helping others to move through that. Strength, it says, for you is the third card. And Queen of Wands, you're good with a career, good with your family, good with your intuition, and you're moving ahead, pushing forward.
Been there, done that, moving on.
It is to be, and coming home to success, Six of Wands.
All right.
All right, what a gift for you.
Would you send that to me in the email?
Absolutely.
Conrad3198@comcast.net.
Conrad3198.
3198@comcast.net.
I'll do that. Thank you so much for the reading.
Okay. Well, this is a blessing. Boy.
I know.
And I was using the spread called the situation, and then that's the first card. Second is what caused the situation or any past influences. And then the third is the potential for change. So we'd love to have you call in. I gave you the first reading, which is, thank you, Marie. And so we're open for more calls to come in. The reading again was the Seven of Cups debauch, which was getting up and out any of the old pain. And the second one, what we're opening to receive, is any, we're just blasting out all the old patterns. And the third card was connect to source. And the fourth card is the Ace of Discs, which is the answer to all the work that you've done, is it's abundance, prosperity. Okay. For those of you out there who are ready for change, this is from Rumi. And, of course, you can interrupt me anytime because I take you, the callers, as part of a lesson that I always like to teach here. The poem by the great poet and mystic Rumi, he said it in his poem, The Grapes of My Body. Well, you know what's coming with grapes, you know. The grapes of my body can only become wine after the winemaker tramples me. Got that visualization? I surrender my spirit like grapes to his trampling, so my innermost heart can blaze and dance with joy. There you go, Marine. Blaze and dance with joy. Although the grapes go on weeping blood and sobbing, I cannot bear any more anguish, any more cruelty. The trampler stuffs cotton in his ears. I am not working in ignorance. You can deny me if you want. You have every excuse. But it is I who am the master of this work. And when, through my passion, you reach perfection, you will never be done praising my name, Rumi. So let's go back into that. It is about you loving yourself enough to participate on a full-time basis that you get into the shift that is happening on the global consciousness. For almost everyone, unless you're dead. We're being asked to be like the grape. The grapes of my body. And this body is my spiritual body, my mental body, my emotional body, and my physical body. The grapes of my body can only become wine after the winemaker tramples me. Is that God? Is that spirit? Is that source? It is life, I think, because we get crushed in our emotions and things that happen to us on a day-to-day basis. Surrender. I surrender my spirit. Like grapes to his trampling, so my innermost heart can blaze and dance with joy. At this point, unless I, and I use I as you, the universal, unless I let myself be surrender and be crushed of all of the old, I can't come up and blaze and I can't dance with joy. Or I can dance with joy, I can dance my sorrow, I can dance the crushing of the old, I can dance the crushing of my ego. And although the grapes go on weeping, blood and sobbing, the blood is the juice that comes out of my surrender. I've had difficulty as part of this hiatus of not wanting to go back into my networking group and to do go here and go there, and I'm being told, stay. Let yourself surrender so that the crushing can happen. I'm releasing endorphins, I guess. I'm releasing the old, I'm releasing the juice of what my creativity is. And when I sob and I say, I can't bear any more anguish, any more cruelty, and those who have criticized the work that I do, because I mean, I was in a kind of a business community, and they weren't hearing my words. They weren't hearing what I had to offer. And the cruelty came on. And so the trampler just stuffed his cotton in his ears. And he said, I'm not working in ignorance. You can deny me if you want. You have every excuse. So I could have just taken all that guff that they were giving me and said, well, I can't do this because I have a different religious belief system. And then I really realized that I was giving over my power to other people. And I know many people out there may be in that situation. You give your power over because they are evaluating you of what you're doing and how you're doing it. So the trampler just kept right on stomping away. And I wanted to use every excuse not to stop and to go on this hiatus. I wanted to continue doing my readings and continue doing classes. Well, as I told one person, it wasn't too difficult because spirit has stopped the flow. Spirit does not want me doing the old work that I was doing. And that was one of the reasons I couldn't answer some of the emails that came in. I didn't want to reply to them in the old way, and I couldn't this whole week. Every time I'd think about, I should answer this person, I should answer that person or the other one. I just couldn't. I know you'll forgive me because I'm in process of being juicy. I'm allowing the master, source, God, spirit, to trample my 25 years of spirit work. And it's like when that happens, it goes into the wine barrel or into the, when the grapes are stomped, they go into a cauldron and they get mixed and there's different elements that get crushed, past history, past lifetimes, that all gets crushed in there. And that's what's happening now because we're coming into this change and we can't do the work the same way we did before. And of course I kept screaming, no, I've trained with Gene Houston, I've trained with the shamans in Peru, I gotta you do the, you know, I blah blah, whatever. That's not my work. That is not my work. The shamans in Peru were wonderful. I loved experiencing the way they did the healing. I loved the training that I did and DNA activations, all of that. I loved doing the energy work. And yet, is that my work? It is I who am the master of this work. And when through my passion you reach perfection, you will never be done praising my name. Interesting that we did go to a winery this last weekend. And we watched the whole process as we moved from room to room of the grapes after they've been crushed, and then releasing the twigs and the stems and all of that, and then being moved hydraulically, no less. That isn't the way they did in Italy and Germany, I don't think. Moved to different vats that were refrigerated. And so that's kind of like us. Our juice is being squeezed out of us, very much like the Seven of Cups debauch, all the victim stuff. Well, that goes into the mix. We came in to have that marinated as part of what we're here. So you're being transformed, transfigured, transmuted by the Creator. And to love this, to know that as we are then put in oak barrels to allow the energy to move for a couple of years. Well, it's happening because time is moving so fast. As we place ourselves into those oak barrels to allow the whatever the aging process is. And it's happening so fast. As I told Maureen, between now and when August 5th, 6th comes in for the next new moon eclipse, all of you out there, we are being transformed and marinated and juiced to see what wants to come in. Exciting and painful, and that's okay. As you're being juiced and all of this is happening, please ask for divine help. Stop. Await your marching orders. Await. And if what you get is some painful situation, just know that there was something else that was supposed to go into the wine vat. And so that had to be crushed. And your ego, somehow the ego got in there a little bit. And now, in this time period, between now and the 5th, 6th of August, I'd like to have you really stop. And I can't remember who said it. One of the pieces of information I experienced, it said, pretend that your car is in the automobile, you know, it's being repaired at the auto shop, and you're sitting there. Take time to read, visit the store next door, investigate things that you normally would not have done if you were on the go, riding in your car from here to there and being there. You will find that is coming from an inner essence, that you're going to start experiencing life and hearing messages from places that you hadn't heard before. And if you are a teacher, this message came through, what I'm being told is to listen to inner counsel and to listen to anyone. That's why I was so tickled when Maureen just popped up and gave me a reading. I'm being told to ask for divine help, and wherever it comes and someone does reading for me, beautiful. It is not that I'm so great that I can't take information from other people. In fact, that is my greatest strength right now. The grapes have been crushed so much that I'm being asked to listen to other people. And a couple of people, I said, well, have you ever considered having a reading with me? Oh, no, I never do readings with other people because I know it all. That's what I got out of it. And out of that, they're setting themselves up as a guru. The time of the guru is over and done. We're all gurus. G-U-R-U. That's what Genoi says. You know, G-U-R-U. That's guru. We've been there. We've done that. We've had gurus, we've had leaders, we've had teachers, and haven't they taught us a lot? Especially, now look at all these internet radio programs. There's so many of them. And my friends are all jumping on the bandwagon. I said, well, I've been here for 25 years doing radio. So I'm excited that they've decided to come on. Yeah. If you haven't taken a class or something or listened to someone else on a radio program, then it feels like you're limited. You're limiting yourself and not opening up to other people. And now the last couple of days, I think it's been pretty much universal. I don't know where you're living, most of you. 108, 106 degree temperature, those are pretty severe. It is as if the temperature is telling us to get inside, get to a cool place. If you have to go to a library, get to a place where you can be comfortable in this whole process. Many people went to the river. Okay, go to the lake. Go to the lake. Fine. It's still hot there. And if that works for you, and some of the elders, I just want to say that some of the elders, I honor you. The elder centers have opened to any of the people on the street. If they wanted to come in and just be during the late afternoon, because it was unbearable to be out as a homeless person out there. And notice what is the first thing that everyone was talking about on the radio. Get water, get hydrated. And we are, because we are so much of the water. Okay, we're open for calls now. I like that. You know the number. You can see it up there. All right. I'm trying to remember. I was kind of interesting on my television program Monday night. I was talking about that I've been doing personal growth radio and TV for 25 years. It was like I was a part of the movement 25 years ago when we first started, when they were looking at some people were there. They were right there looking for the alternative healing solutions. And, of course, I wanted to be very conservative, and that wasn't the career that God chose for me. So I signed up to be one of the pioneers way back then, 1984. It was part of they called it the New Age. And now we're calling it the Golden Age, whatever we're calling it. It doesn't make any difference because we're all coming together. And those who are ready to take the next step are willing to have the Rumi poem, The Grapes of My Body. In fact, I will email that to you. If any of you out there listening would like me to send that to you, and I won't send anything else unless you say, yeah, I want to hear some of your intuitive insights every day. It's called The Grapes of My Body, and my email is conrad3198@comcast.net. I wonder if anyone's emailed me already. I'm just checking on that. I love to do this. Yeah. All right. No one's emailed yet, so that's okay. Continuing on. Whatever you're doing, I want you to look and see, because of the economy, what is spirit? Because it's drastic. It's the crushing of that grape again. The economy is crushing wherever we are, where we don't belong, doing what we are not prepared to do in the highest possible. Take the time to go inside between now and whenever. Journal and write and just see how many things you can put on paper to be able to find out what is really going on. Meltdowns is another term we can use for that. Meltdowns, hello, with the temperature, it is really meltdown. We're going to be experiencing even more melting, the meltdown. When things are, this is interesting. When we have the meltdowns, it's when a volcano erupts, things come up from the very core. And that's very much like the Seven of Cups debauch. Things, it's like a boil that's inside and it has festered inside, and all of a sudden it just starts oozing up. And when a volcano comes up, it doesn't do it in a slow manner. It just, it erupts. And that's our pure potential for creating something new until we get crushed and let that surrender happen. And I don't know how you do it. I surrender in the morning when I do my readings. Hello, this was my reading for me today. And then I send it out to people who are part of my subscription program. And if you want to just test it out and see if you like it. And then once I send this out, like Maureen called in. She had an opinion on that whole thing. It really resonated with her. And then from there on, then I would talk to Maureen like I did on the radio here. Only I do it on the email. And we go back and forth as long as the day lasts and as long as people are interested in what is going back and forth. And people comment on me and I comment on them. It's kind of like a mini mentoring coaching, which I love doing. Well, that's what I used to do. Ain't doing it no more. I'll do it a different way. Because you're different. We've been crushed in the great process. Thank you, Rumi. Now, when we had the eclipse, the 21st and the 22nd, it was not visible in the United States. It was visible in India and China. Did I say there was a meltdown and an eruption of pure potential, personally and psychologically, and creating something new? Well, hello, India and China are the new economic players on the scene. Knock, knock. Who's there? India and China. They're looking to the Western world, unfortunately, and how we've done it. So the United States is in this same process as a cancer country. We're definitely impacted, even though we couldn't see the eclipse. We felt it because we are now looking at new relationships with India and China. We've had them before, and now we're looking at how we can show how we've been there, done that, and move on, so that they don't try to copy us. This eclipse also hit the American financial market in New York City Stock Exchange. And anything that was happening in the northeast of United States, Maine, it would probably impact you Canadians up there. Hello. Oh, no. Because Saturn was involved in all of that. Therefore, in this whole process, be supportive of yourself. Be compassionate with yourself. Nurture yourself. And it was like my garden. When it was so hot, I watered them 3 times a day. I still lost quite a bit of my lettuce. It was like I had to get out there and in the heat, we'd come out of my air-conditioned house, and I said, oh, my gosh, can I bring you plants in here? I couldn't because they were in the ground. All I could do was miss them and water them and nurture them and talk to the divas within the plants and say, I'm right here. I love you. Don't go away. I'm here to support you. What do you want? It's just keep misting me. Keep putting water on me. It's like they were asking what they needed. At the beginning, I said, I have to ask what I need from others. Not easy for Scorpios. Not easy for many people. It's important to let the ego go and ask for what we really need. Be nurturing to yourself. Do at least one good thing for yourself every single day. Whether it's taking yourself for a walk, I go for water aerobics Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Oh my gosh, I never realized how fun that could be. I feel like I am so connected to the water and the movements we do, and it intensifies, intensifies the movement. And communicate what you need. So when I'm in the water, I feel an intimacy with the water, and I ask the water, okay, I need some support here, especially when I get in the deep end. Yeah, all this stuff, self-love, giving attention to yourself. That's the only thing to do right now. Because out of that, you're going to make major shifts. Your old belief systems, when you're nurturing yourself, you're doing what spirit wants. So a spirit says, okay, I don't want you going to any of these networking meetings. I go, okay, I listen. Okay, I want you to go to this naturopathic doctor. Okay, I'm listening. Okay, I want you to take this kind of vitamins. Okay, I'm listening. So I take them. And to the most important thing now is to get off of any kind of drugs, whether it's aspirins, anything that's dulling us down. Because as in this crushing process of the grapes and the grape and the winemaker, we're being asked to just give it up. Yeah, give it up. We're being rebirthed. It's so exciting. We asked to be here at this time. And I wish I had the name. Oh, yeah, here's Patricia Liles, L-I-L-E-S. Pat, L-I-L-E-S at AOL.com. These are astrological notes. You see, I take all these people send these messages and I look at them. I always want to give them credit, though. It's important to give people credit. I know a lot of people who will cut and paste and they'll give it out and send it to as if they wrote it. Put it in the cauldron, what you get, like I'm doing, and I let it marinate, and then out of that is something else. It's the juice that comes out. It's like a sieve. It's the pure essence that comes out of this article, the poem by Rumi, the reading I did, the eclipse information. Let it sieve through, and you'll get the pure essence of what is for you right now. It's exciting. This next one I know is from Aluna Joy. She's from, back in Sedona area someplace. Let me see if it says. She works with the Mayans. Ooh, another poem by Rumi that she gave. Yeah, Aluna Joy. She's a spiritual life coach, sacred site guide, alternative historian. Ooh, isn't that a great term? I'm looking for titles that will fit me here. And they'll come. Here's the poem. God turns you from one feeling to another and teaches by means of opposites so that you have two wings to fly, not one. She's the one that mentioned about the butterfly, that the first eclipse was the first wing. This whole time of the eclipses, these eclipses represent the past, the present, and the future. It's like the butterfly, or some people may call it the Merkaba. It is the time of divine crushing. When the caterpillar goes into the cocoon in the chrysalis, once it's entered in, it cannot stop the process. It becomes gelatinous, nothing. And then out of that, it comes emerging as a butterfly. And many people have tried to help the butterfly. They cut it open. They don't want to struggle. Hello. No strength in the wings to be able to fly. Do not stop the process of where you're at. Let the pain come and let the tears come. That is the strengthening of the wings of the butterfly. Is that not exciting? Evidently, Aluna Joy has been working with Mayan astrology here. Because the 22nd of July, and I think I mentioned it last week, is the most potent day of the sacred calendar. I say is because we can still tap into it. It is the anchoring of the highest vision. Now, I couldn't write my highest vision that day. I didn't know my new path. I didn't know my new journey. I think I wrote down what I thought I said was surrender. Well, I got my wish. Here I am. Yeah. This is number 13, AHAU. So there's a new path and a new journey, and it's coming out of the crushing. In this process, connect with the elements. Get your water, your earth, your fire, earth, air, fire, and water. All of that. However you do it. In Peru, in Machu Picchu, and working with the shamans, they definitely had us bringing in the sun energy. They connected with the Apu, with the mountain, the earth. And they had just touching the earth. And my Peruvian sister, I adopted her. She adopted me. Just came back from Peru. And she asked for a reading before she went down. And I said, you're going to be disconnecting from three people, three things. She came back. She says, I'm disconnected with Peru. She was born in Cusco. So many of the indigenous people have moved into the city. So many Americans and others have moved to Cusco because it's a very fabulous city. And she said, it was so crowded, I just couldn't. And she was a Peruvian. She was a guide, shamanic guide. That's how I met her. My first trip down, we really connected. There were about five or six guides that we had. And she became my sister. And when she said that, I realized that we're disconnecting from the old. Yeah, we're disconnecting from our nationalities. We're letting it all go. Whew, that's huge. Again, my email is conrad3198@comcast.net. If you'd like to do a read on me, be my guest. I'd love it. I can't wait to get my reading. And of course, Maureen, I know, is going to expand on the reading that she just projected out there. What a wonderful gift. And I promise anyone who emails me, I will at least email say, yes, I got it, or no, I didn't. So anyway, we're in this process of letting the winemaker, The Grapes of My Body by Rumi. If you want me to send that, email that to you, email me, and I will send that to you. What a gift that was. I just found this about 5 minutes before I went on. Once I get in the room and start getting ready for the program, this thing, Spirit just like downloads all of this material. Says, oh, this is what is necessary. This is what people want today. And there we are, coming toward the end. I looked at the clock. I said, oh, my goodness, I've already been talking all this time. It's my stream of consciousness as I allow myself to be vulnerable, open, and just available. And thank you, Amalia, for coming back from Peru in time to give me that information. Very special lady. Very special sister. See, people put us in the perfect place to meet certain people. I had taught Spanish, and I didn't even acknowledge anything below the Panama Canal. Hello! My students probably said, well, how come she's all of a sudden interested in Peru? Past lifetime. At two different lifetimes, I believe I was a teacher there, teaching the young priestess as they came. And I believe that's my role as I step into the new. And what do I know? Spirit knows. God knows. In the meantime, I teach on the radio. I teach on television. It's my joy. That's the one place I didn't retire from. I kept it up. I'm doing that, continuing. All right. The end of the hour. It's been my privilege to be with you. I really feel connected to all of you out there. So I want to close, and I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference. And we're out.